Following a bright and sunny start to the day, we had clouds roll in from the west through this morning into this afternoon, and a round of showers will be likely as we move through the late day and evening hours. At times, we'll have some heavier bursts of rain. There's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder through the first part of the night. It's all being driven by a front that will cross the region through the evening hours, and then that front will push off to the east during the second half of the night. So any rain will wind down as we move past midnight. We'll see some partial clearing as we move into the pre-dawn hours, and temperatures will be fairly mild for the nighttime this time of year, running anywhere from the upper 30s to lower and mid-40s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we will start things off with sunshine, but what will happen is cold air aloft will result in instability as we go through the day. So the sun will start things off kind of warming up the ground. That means the air will rise and form clouds through the day, so sun will fade behind increasing clouds. And by tomorrow afternoon, we will see a few showers pop up, and there's even the chance for a few thunderstorms as we go through tomorrow afternoon into early tomorrow evening. Any of these storms have the potential to produce some briefly heavy downpours and also some small hail and gusty winds. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the mild side, running mainly in the 50s to lower 60s. Then we see another change on Friday as a cold front crosses during the morning hours. That will set off some scattered rain and snow showers, and there's even the potential for a heavier snow squall on Friday morning. And with that front, we will see cooler air arrive. So temperatures on Friday will be in the 30s and 40s. Temperatures are likely to fall a little bit by Friday afternoon, and we'll have a cold start to the weekend on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely this evening, possible thunder, then partial clearing late, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm during the afternoon with highs in the 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely this evening, possible thunder, partial clearing late, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow morning sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possible thunder this evening, partial clearing late, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, chance of showers or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with showers likely this evening, possible thunder, partial clearing late, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow morning, sunshine fades behind increasing clouds, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, turning cooler with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and cold with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.